17.
Turn with me to, I think we'll begin to read
Daniel, the first chapter. I was thinking about reading the whole chapter. It's 21 verses. I think I can read that if you'll forgive me for stumbling over some of the names.
Earlier, we're going to go at Jude 17.
And they said, what verse?
It's difficult sometimes to get some of the names right. But let's read Daniel, the first chapter.
Oh, I got
to
kick out of that.
And I want to speak to you just a few moments this morning about no compromise.
No compromise.
Yeah, let's read. In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, came Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, unto Jerusalem and besieged it. Jude, the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand, with part of the vessels of the house of God, which he carried into the land of Shinar, to the house of his God, and brought the vessels into the treasure house of his God. And the king spake unto Ashpenaz, the master of his eunuchs, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel and the king's seed and of the princes, children in whom was no blemish, but well favored, and skillful in all wisdom and cunning and knowledge and understanding science, and
Jude
such
17.
As had ability in them
so
to stand in the king's
end,
palace,
right before Revelation.
And whom they might teach the learning and the tongue of the Chaldeans.
Jude 17,
and the
verse
king
1.
Appointed them a daily provision of king's
right,
meat
17.
And
here
of the wine which he drank, but, so nourishing them 3 years, that at the end thereof they might stand before the
don't
king.
Y'all come in here and start
now among these were the children of Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, unto whom the prince of the eunuchs gave names, for he gave unto Daniel the name
Remember ye the words which were spoken
Hananiah
before
of the
Shadrach,
apostles of our Lord
and to Mishael
Christ,
of Meshach,
how that
Azariah
they told you
of
there should be mockers in the last
but Daniel
time who
purposed
would walk,
in his heart
who should
that he
walk
would
after their own ungodly lust.
You might
these
want to
be they
that,
who
that
separate
be our
themselves sensual having not the spirit.
But Daniel purposed
but
in his heart that he would not
defile
himself with
the portion
of the king's
meat,
nor with the wine which he drank.
Love of God, looking
he
for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto
that
eternal
he might
life.
Not defile himself.
And if some have compassion, making
Daniel
a difference, and others say with fear,
love with the prince
pulling them
of the
out of the fire,
the
had,
of the
hating even the garments,
Daniel,
spotting,
I fear my
spotted,
Lord, the king,
by the flesh.
Appointed your meat
Father,
your
today
drink.
Once again
for
we open this bread of life,
your
and ask God that you anoint
like
be upon your messenger and upon our ears to hear.
Then shall
Jesus
make me endanger my head.
I won't take my text, I guess, out of the 20th verse.
Then said Daniel to Melsar,
actually, just start with 18.
Has
how they told
Daniel,
you the last
Hananiah,
time
Michelle,
there would
and
be mockers.
Prove
thy
servants,
after the
I beseech thee, 10 days, and let
of course,
them
you and
us
I know that
that's eat
that's happening
and
today.
Water to drink.
Has been happening
then
for a long time.
Then let our countenances
actually
be looked upon
this
before
stuff
thee,
that we talk about
the children that
really bad
portion
today.
Of the king's
all this world's getting
and
really
as
rough.
Thou seest, deal with thy
servants. Research it back. It's been rough a long
so we
time.
We consented to them in this manner
I mean,
and proved them 10 days.
They
the
come
end
to
of
the
10
John
days,
Dillinger and the Bonnie and Clydes and
fairer
and
I mean,
fatter and flesh
on,
and all the
people.
Children which did eat the portion of the
there's been
the
mean
king's
people all around
meat.
The world. I watched
then
the movie
Melsar
last night.
Took away the portion of their meat and the wine that they should drink.
About how Israel got free from, you know, from
these four children
God gave them
of the British and how they become a nation
and all learning and wisdom.
Daniel had understanding
and as soon as they got free, the Muslims began to fight them.
Now at the end of the day,
It started a long time before
in,
that. But
the prince of
we
the
thought, well, it's just really getting bad. Well, it's been bad a long
and
time. It's not getting any better.
Them, and among them
it's not
going to
get any better.
Like
but
Daniel,
we see where people's
Hananiah,
hearts are on
Mishael,
evil continually now.
Therefore,
you can't turn on the TV.
King.
There's a show we watched.
All manners of wisdom and understanding
here, but
I watched one of them.
A show about this guy that his family left home and his wife
and musicians and the
kids were all supposed to come home and see him. I don't remember the name of it, but
he
decided to take a road trip just to see all of his kids.
King
well, he gets to the first house.
Father,
nobody there
you
turned out
today.
That boy was a drug addict.
For your word,
gets the second daughter's house and
to our path.
His daughter's house and. One of his daughters.
They thank you, Lord,
and,
today
and
that we can
a fake
trust
Christ.
She's
really successful, but her marriage is fell
apart. In
everything, gets to the third, his third child's
Jesus
house, his daughter,
name.
Or his boy's
Amen.
House. And he's supposed to be successful.
Verse 8 is
sympathy,
where we take our text,
sympathy,
as I
sympathy.
Said earlier. And
orchestra
it says,
conductor.
Daniel purposed in his heart that he would
and
not
find out he's just a drummer
with the portion of the king's
you know,
meat.
He's percussionist.
With the wine.
Nothing wrong with
he
that, but
he'd
been
drank.
Leading life
and
his dad, and he was the leader of the
over into Babylon.
Orchestra.
Well, he hit the climate.
He wasn't.
Babylon's moral
and he
climate
gets to the
was totally
fourth
heathen.
Child's house.
There was nothing
and she
godly
acts like she's
about
all successful
about God.
And,
a,
and takes
G.
you to a borrowed
they
penthouse.
Didn't know the God.
Acts like
the
it's hers
G God.
And they didn't know the good fire call.
God. And they didn't answer the phone, and the message called. So they were, when we can be sure that Daniel and his friends were contradicting God's law and righteous principles.
So she just borrowed the apartment to impress her dad to lead this double life.
Food and wine. It comes out
she likes boys, girls as much as she does boys and has a child out of wedlock.
Disobeyed God's laws. I mean, it's just a mess. Dulled their minds because of this toxic
trying to get along. And life's a mess, and people are acting like everything's okay. If you and I aren't careful, we're going to do the same thing. Our life's going to be a mess. The world around us is going to be in turmoil. And we're going to pretend everything's all right when the Bible says in the last day,
go over and read it in Proverbs,
there are going to be mockers who will walk after their own ungodly lust. So we're in, I know we're in the last day. You know it too, because men's hearts are failing them for fear. Everything that Matthew 24 said is coming to pass. Earthquakes.
Let's move on.
Famines, pestilences, just all kinds of stuff going on. And we know the Lord's coming. I guess that's what I want to talk to you about a little bit as much as anything, that Jesus is coming. And we need to stay ready.
And you've seen
talked about no compromise this morning. Well, if we don't compromise, we'll be ready for the coming of the Lord. But if you start compromising, you won't be ready. And you need to be ready. I think most of you in here today, as far as I'm concerned, you're ready. But there might be some of you that ain't.
Convictions, even though it would
mean I'm talking about you are not ready. Aren't. Same word.
If you read the book of Daniel, you'll find six different moral conflicts.
Some of you not ready.
That test the resolve of Daniel to trust and serve his God.
Your ultimate
in chapter
judge.
One, we see pagan self-indulgence.
I preached a funeral here a while back. Versus conscientious abstinence. You did a good job. You really did our daddy justice.
And I never once put him in heaven.
Divine wisdom
of pagan magic versus heavenly wisdom.
I never said
that. And you'll find out
that
divine wisdom wins.
And judging by lifestyle, I couldn't say that. I
wouldn't say that
because
I didn't see
any
to God. And loyalty to God wins. That's the part of the scripture of the three Hebrew children, by the way. In chapter 4, you'll see a pagan king. King's pride versus divine sovereignty, and God wins. That's when Belshazzar dared to bring the vessels of God's holy temple and pour wine and have a party with God.
He said in the last days,
and God
Jesus told the apostles, and the apostles told us,
Yah has been weighed in the balance and found wanting. In this day shall your kingdom be taken from you.
And they would separate themselves, not having the Spirit of God.
Now what's that tell me today?
You may disagree with me, that's okay. I don't care.
Divine sovereignty and God always wins.
I don't want you to, but I hope you can do. That's okay. I'm not going to argue with you.
But
it tells me that some of this is people who
are
in the church who have separated themselves, who say they're full of the Spirit, but they're not.
Chapter 6,
who say they're living for God, but they're not. They're sensual.
And the light of the flesh was shut,
following sinful desires.
God
won again
because
they're not going to come against Almighty God when they're not. And I'm going to tell you something. We can fool part of the people some of the time, and the rest of the people the rest of the time. But you will never, ever,
every time the world would place him in a compromising position. In Psalms 119, you'll read, then I shall not be ashamed when I have respect unto
God
all
sees a very heart
commandments.
And the intent,
or perhaps
not
you
just
would remember
doing,
Psalms 23, where it said, the Lord is my shepherd,
that ought
and I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. Yea, though he restoreth my soul. He leadeth me to pass of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though
so
I walk through
careful.
The valley of the shadow
the
of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff,
there's going to be mockers in the last day. So we're in the last day. We know that.
For
he
me
said, but ye,
beloved,
build up
yourself
in your most
holy
faith.
With oil, my cup
praying in the Holy
surely goodness.
Build up
mercy
your
shall follow
faith.
Me all the days of my
we
life.
Can read,
I will dwell in the house
I want to do
of the
this
Lord
go
forever.
To that scripture.
He didn't
go to
have these scriptures
4,
in written form, but he had them imprinted in his heart and in his mind. Maybe he would remember chapter 24 of the Psalm where it says, the earth is
now
the Lord,
the
and the fullness thereof, and the world that and they
that,
that
in
dwell
the last, in the
therein.
Time,
maybe he lifted that he said, I will ascend to the heel of the Lord,
or
who shall stand in his holy place, he that hath
lies in
hands. hypocrisy, and having their conscience seared,
who have not lifted his soul up in vanity. Maybe that's
in
what
the
he
last
wrote when they
day,
were bringing him
the
things that he knew were defiling as things that would separate
that
him from the word of God. Or maybe he went over to chapter 25 of the book of Psalms. He said, show me thy ways,
truth.
O Lord.
Now you and I
that I
are very aware of the
truth and teach me. Teach me thy
way.
For thou art the God of my salvation that I wait on all the
Christians for a long time or walking away.
Did, but
some
I
people are just barely in the faith, decide to
he
walk
the
away.
Word of God.
They're
he
having
the
their ears seared, or
he
their spirit seared, like it's a hot iron, and they're not
Daniel
hearing what God's
to
got
God.
To say. They're being led
Daniel,
by seducing
said,
spirits,
God's
doctrines
word.
Of devils, and their conscience
a lot of
has been seared over.
Know their sport.
And they can do anything they want,
and
it's
because
okay.
They know their sport well, they
you
demand large amounts of money for their services.
You have
Kevin
hope.
Durant and
you
Adrian
can have
Peterson
peace with God.
And just to
and
name
so
a few
we don't
want to
be a part. Some people say, well, once saved, always saved. Well, I believe that there are many believers who can fall away from truth.
Good
if they
for
fail
sport.
To
it's
fall away
they
from God, if they
sport.
Fail to
they
love
know what
the
they're
truth.
Doing. There's a, there was a quarterback.
They don't
Oklahoma
want to hear what God's word says. They don't want to
90s.
Follow the dictates
and
of
his
the
name was,
they don't want anything to do
Moore.
With
he was
the precepts
to be a
of God's
he
laws.
Be
and they'll gradually give heed to seducing spirits and false doctrines. And the anointing and the zeal of God will leave them. And they'll be misled. There's many people like that today. They'll be compromised. And they'll be because
and
of compromising
in his turmoil, the program was in turmoil, and Eric Moore was
different
projected
ones.
To
we
be a winner.
Be careful,
and he was
church.
Also called to
they
preach.
We're not part of that group. You can get
so
caught
Eric
up
Moore
in
was in dilemma. The team,
not everything
he wanted to quit. He
glitters
wanted
to
quit the team. He wanted to move on with his life. But
so
not
God
everybody
said,
stands
hang
in the pulpit
there.
Is a good God man
said,
of
God. Don't quit.
Eric had all the right tools to play football, but he was called to do ministry for the Lord. And you see, God had a better plan. He wanted to quit,
to right.
he, but
he,
God
but
told
try.
Him through the trials, I'll make you strong. And so Eric didn't
wrong?
Quit.
Well, yeah,
he didn't compromise. He went through. He went on to be, and I did some research on it this
you
week.
That,
he
absolutely.
Went on to be a worship leader.
I've done it
down in Texas.
More studies, whoa.
And he led a group called Eric Moore and
I was
Resonate.
Wrong about my opinion of that.
And he do.
I'm going to tell you what happens sometimes. You've heard this stuff over and over and over and over and over and over.
And did some major concerts.
And the guys that was teaching
him
never just stayed out for
themselves. I know, but Eric didn't
and find out what the words meant.
There was adversity.
And they refused to read a version except for the King James, so they didn't have somebody.
Away from God when you're
finding
playing
what a word
football
meant.
And you're on a team like that with all
and
the prestige and all the honor and all the,
not,
the
I don't
things
say they were
that
wrong, but they
allow you
wrong.
To do. But I tell you, Eric probably remembers some scripture, and I know that Daniel did.
I don't want to lead
King
y'all
Solomon
stay.
Wrote in Proverbs,
but I'm not
going
to
give
in
chapter when he said, "Be not a wine, among wine bibbers and among riotous eaters of flesh." A riot
help
is
you,
somebody
help
who just wander in evil ways
I don't
want
to do
or
that.
To waste.
Nor do I want
don't
you to condone
my wrong. Don't be with the wasteful people. Don't
Come
be with those
now.
That squander the
I don't
things
want you to do
of God.
So there's going to be sinful trends
in
the last day.
Regardless,
there's going to be people
of,
to distort the
all
gospel.
The circumstances.
And there's going to be a biblical teaching that's going to be very popular. And the preceding Jesus coming, there's going
to
be an intensified attack by Satan.
We all have
Satanism and spiritualism,
we all
the cult,
have
demon possession.
Times.
Well,
we
see all that now.
Peer pressure.
The cult, the different
even preachers
people
have
just,
peer pressure.
And then we're getting this, and I tell you what, it's
all
it's
of you,
sinful,
even adults
and it's Satan on the rampage.
Use.
But we're having this this agenda crammed down our throats right now, and it's the same sex marriage. You know who I'm talking about, the lesbians and the transgenders and the homosexuals, and all that they're cramming things down our throats. And trying to make the church compromise.
If you don't kill them, it'll pass.
Watch out. It's still sin.
Sometimes
you
I
love
wish
the sinner,
like
but
one.
You
some
cannot
of them
condone
kill
the sin.
Kill their wounded. Kill their kids and eat them. Just forget it.
We're get seeing it that with. Today. And it's
all the
terrible.
They give you.
Everything has to be politically correct.
Burning
Confederate flags so they can be politically correct because of the atrocities of a former
kidding.
Generation.
Daniel wouldn't
That's
compromise.
History.
We cannot afford to compromise.
You don't, they're wanting to sandblast Stone Mountain
week,
in Georgia.
This week, but when they was a young
you know there's
person,
been a movement to take
their dad
off
was a preacher,
those Confederate
and he
generals'
compromised his morals
images
and
off of that
family.
Mountain because they
and
stood
for
what they
And as far as I know today,
for.
None of his children
that
are in
is
church.
History.
Don't want nothing to do
That's
with
history
God
by God.
we can move forward from that and still celebrate
church,
the goodness that was there as well as the bad.
I know that she'll be tempted.
Without celebrating the
bad. I know
bad.
That there'll be times that
come
you
on,
can feel
church.
Like giving
politically
up,
correct
but
about
you can't afford to,
right. to
give up. You're affecting a child's
that's
life.
That's where they're leading us. And
you're
if we're not careful as a church,
do,
we'll refuse to confront
you.
It because we don't want to be controversial.
And it may have a more devastating effect upon those around you
right, right.
than it does you, even
regardless.
After you recognize.
Come on now. It is. So we see these things
how
intensified.
Ludicrous it was.
And we could go to 2 Timothy, the third chapter, and say the same thing, basically, the first verse.
So we know
so
that
we won't go there.
We,
so we
got
to build our, so what it tells us to do,
practice godly
for us
living
to build ourselves
to 50,
up in our most
speaks about
holy
fruit
faith.
Of the Spirit.
And, if we'll do that, we'll resist
that
false
type
doctrine.
Living. I wasn't going to read it,
if
but
if you'll read and study the Word of God, morning, you can resist the false doctrine. Because you know what it says, and the Holy Spirit and then reveals
me,
to
sir.
You what it says.
Go
but if
ahead,
you don't read
drink,
it, don't know
way,
it, he can't reveal it to you.
Well, it says he'll bring scripture to your mind. He'll give you the words to say. Yeah, and that's people that are following God, praying in the Spirit, keeping themselves separated under God. There's
thank
the
you.
Ones that are hearing from God,
yeah,
and God's revealing things
Spirit.
To you think Daniel heard from God because if he wouldn't have been an interpreter of
in
dreams
every
if he had,
Christian's
had
life.
Separated himself under God.
Something
he would never
we ought to keep
any
in the
dreams,
forefront of our minds. Even told
this
to him.
Fruit should be evident
not only
in our
dream,
lives.
He had to
it's
tell
like
what
an
the dream
orange.
Was
how many
first?
Know when you peel an orange, there's a lot of different sections? You think if he had separated himself, he'd ever been able
so
to do that?
Consider
absolutely
the fruit
not.
Of the Spirit, not
you think
just
Elijah
different things.
And Elisha could have done the miracles they did if they had
back,
not separated themselves under
different
God.
Parts.
They would never
so
see
we have
people
the fruit
from
of the
Spirit.
Elisha's bones were so anointed, they threw a dead man in on top of him, and that guy come to life.
Gentleness. Goodness.
You think that would happen
faith,
if he had separated himself
meekness,
under God?
And
they
temperance.
Were men who had
and
vices
I want to go
like
through
and
them
I,
just
briefly
had,
with you today. Daniel
like
do it not compromise
so.
Any
yet,
part
Elijah
of his relationship
praying,
with God,
rain.
Regardless of the pressure that he
them,
must have felt
cause
each and every
float,
day.
Swim,
he would stand
like
up. He won favor with man because he would
they
do
cause
what
a cruise
was right
of not
in the
to go
eyes
die.
Of God. And the fruit of the Spirit, although they had never
come
been
on,
named
church.
For him, by
they
the way.
They didn't do that because
didn't
they said,
the
I'm a man of God. They did that because they were separated
inspiration
under God
of the Holy Spirit,
and presented themselves
knew these
to God to do the works of
God
for the glory of God.
I guarantee you, he had the
you
agape
and I need to understand we are to
of love,
separate
a kind
ourselves,
of love that
building ourselves
the greatest
up in our most
good
holy
for
faith,
those
praying in the Holy Ghost
him without
and,
motive for personal
so,
gain. That's the
we
kind
need to
of love you and I should have, a love that
God's
does not get
word
gain.
And a determined effort to know
you
the
give
truth.
It in fact. Then you have joy. That feeling
and
of gladness
of fall behind
that
and
comes
really
over you
the
because it is based on God's love, God's grace, God's blessing, God's promises,
easy,
and
Jack.
The nearness of God that belongs to you and I because
yeah,
we
man.
Are Christian. And that means that no matter
that
what your circumstance in life,
exactly
no matter what your whatever your level of
he
life, where you're living in poverty or you're living in great wealth, that you serve God. God, and
up.
You understand my joy is not in what I have, but in whom,
ooh, yeah.
and, but in whom I trust.
To do that, then get the word of God
I trust
out,
God. And so that's your joy. And the peace that you have, that's a quietness of mind and a knowledge based on that it, all everything is well
yeah,
between you and your God. I tell you what, that's
later,
a peace that surpasses all understanding. That peace that comes over you when you understand everything is well.
What I was
it is well.
We've
just lost my home, but it is well. My child
look
is
out.
Strung out on drugs,
look
but
out.
It is well. I don't have
do
a pot to use to cook a meal, but it is well. I don't know where my next paycheck's going
to
come from, but it is well. Why? I have a peace of God
that
surpasses everything.
Either that or napping.
In life. Church, that's the fruit of the Spirit.
Some people
peace
had to be
that comes
church
only from God.
Service,
and then so. Long suffering. That's endurance, patience, being slow
probably
to anger or despair.
I'm
not going to get angry quick.
Church,
and some
hey,
of us are
cold.
I have a short fuse.
I hope it don't leak.
What are y'all laughing at? Some of you giggling because you know
you
do
God's
too.
Word, know the truth. the teachings of the Scripture.
Some
we
of
pray
us,
in the
I have to work on it.
Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Spirit.
And that's what I'm supposed to do according to Scripture. I'm supposed to work on my temper and bring it under subjection to the Holy Spirit. And so I'm to be long-suffering and be patient and slow to anger.
What?
Don't you go there. I'll get you later.
Time's just dragging by. You ever notice when you get into things, doing the things of God, it seems like time's
sort of
just
dragging. And then we're to be gentle.
Pray.
When I get you, I'm going to be gentle about it.
30 seconds.
And to be gentle is not to want to hurt anybody. No, to give anybody any kind of pain. You want to be gentle with people. That's a part of the fruit of the Spirit. You don't want to do harm to people. You want to do good by them.
Another little secret to that. It might not.
Come on now. And then there's goodness that comes with the fruit of the Spirit. That's a zeal for truth and righteousness and a hatred for evil. You know what? You can hate all you want if it's evil.
I'm serious.
You don't hate the person, but you hate the evil.
Pray and seem like
you come against evil. You stand up for righteousness. And some people, when you do that, say, well, you got to, don't hate.
We got to pray.
Don't hate. I'm not hating you. I'm not hating you. I hate the sin that's in your life.
God's love for us.
And that part of that is
being loyally obedient to Him.
I can't hate you.
Stay in His love.
The Word of God says, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy soul, and all thy mind.
I'm about done. I didn't.
And the second commandment is similar to it. It says, love your neighbor as yourself.
You know, it talks about
your neighbors, not just those that are Christians. Your neighbors are those that are lost and undone and need God, and you need to show them the love of God.
Cut you off and
come on now. That's the way it is. And then we have faith. That's faithfulness, firm and unswerving loyalty and adherence to a person with whom one is united by promise, commitment, trustworthiness, and honesty. And are we not just committed to God and honesty and trustworthy and commitment? We are to be committed to one another. I'm going to tell you something today. You people that are married,
abide
in my love,
even
married. Don't get married if you ain't going to be faithful.
Abide in His love.
You're not going to be honest
with Him.
You're not going to be trustworthy. You're not going to be loyal. You're not going to, you know, be committed. And don't get married.
He says, I've spoken these things.
You are married and you ain't trustworthy and committed.
The joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full.
Can I put another way? Why don't you get saved?
He wants us to be full of joy. The joy of the Lord,
saved,
Nehemiah
change your
says,
attitude.
Is your strength.
Jesus eventually
says,
change
if you
your
want
attitude.
My joy, abide in
you're
my
word. Go somewhere.
Word. Do
then
my
there's
word
meekness.
And abide in the vine.
That's a restraint.
You'll produce
strength coupled with strength and courage.
Church, we got to
describes a person who can be angry when anger is needed,
and so
humble, humbly submissive when
God,
submission is
so
needed. Jesus was
he
meek
go to
and mild, but he could do what he needed to do when he needed to do it.
Some of you didn't raise your hand.
Come on now. He knew when to be humble, and he knew when to be out there and get something done. He was just a few hours after he drove the money changers from the temple that he humbled himself to death for us. No, you want to go to heaven, but
you don't want
to go now. He knew which was which and when to what. And we need to learn the same thing.
Really
and then there's temperance. And that's to have control or mastery over one's desires, passions, including faithfulness to marriage and purity and chastity.
Okay. I'm not going to do that.
We need to be temperate in all things.
I might go to hell over that one.
And holy in the sight of God.
I won't go to heaven.
Daniel was all that.
I won't go as soon as the Lord wants me. Because His God.
I won't live as long as He wants me to live.
He'd been taught from His
childhood.
But I
want to go to heaven.
To be all that.
But when I get there, I want
him
to say, well done.
He didn't have Scripture like we have.
And I want to go there just barely getting in.
To lay it out like Paul laid it out.
I don't want to live thinking,
we have so much more
than Daniel had. He had the Old Testament.
I want to know.
He learned how to live for God through that.
How do I know that?
He learned the mercy of God, the grace of God, and
doing what He
says through the Old Testament.
I'm going to earn
what
He
knows.
It's by grace
you're
saved through faith.
It tells us not to make provision for the flesh.
If I love Him, I'm going to serve Him.
Daniel practiced self-control.
One of these days we're going to cast our crowns at His feet.
Man. He's just he's maybe 17.
I'm going to tell you something else, church. One of these days there's going
to
be a trumpet sound.
Maybe a little bit older, but not much.
Only
taken
the
captive.
Alive.
Stripped
well,
away
the
from
dead
his
in Christ. We'll hear that
put
sound.
Into a
those
foreign
that are in Christ. We'll hear it.
Environment.
The whole world's going to be going around doing everything
all
they're
the
going
pressures.
To do. You're going to be living your daily life.
All the enticements.
Laid in bed asleep. You
yet
might
Daniel
get your job. You might be at school.
Control.
You might be driving down the road in a car.
Said, I will not.
You're going to hear the trump sound.
I will not defile myself.
And immediately, you're going to know what it means
for us to put
But
one
but
way you're going to know that is because
the
Lord
immediately
Jesus Christ
gonna lose
and
his
make
hole,
no provision
you're be
for the
so to
flesh.
You're gonna be
Romans 13, verse 14.
Heading towards
but
Christ.
On Jesus Christ.
Says,
in other words, be so united
first
with him and identified with him that you imitate his life
them
pattern. Put
we're
you on the Lord Jesus Christ. It's like putting on that jacket.
I think that's something
put
the church
on,
loses sight of.
I couldn't get yours on. It's too small.
There's a journey
on my jacket.
There is a
and
finish
where
line.
I go, that jacket goes with
we
me.
We will see Christ.
Till I put it off.
Don't forget that there's heaven to gain.
If I put it on,
so we get
it
caught
goes
up
where
in
I go. It don't make up
life
its own mind where it's going. It goes where I go.
Trials
the Bible
and the
says,
pressure.
Put you on the Lord Jesus Christ.
We're facing.
In other words, put him on and take him everywhere you go.
Sometimes despondent.
And don't put him off to make provision for the flesh.
Overwhelmed.
Don't waffle. Don't
aggravate,
change.
Whatever. All kinds
use
of emotions.
Use Jesus as life as a pattern for your living. Adopt his principles. Obey his precepts. Do what the word of God says. And that calls for a complete
saved, so
rejection of all immorality. And Daniel
so
rejected
the Lord,
all immorality. Said, I have no part of it. And
hell.
I know some of the others said, yeah,
some
but a little wine won't hurt
church
you.
Well,
oh, that meat's not
going
to hurt you.
You
didn't.
Good.
You didn't give it to
no
the
relief
idol. You didn't worship
there's
with
no
it
exit.
You're just eating what they're
only
providing.
Exit. Some people want to say,
"What's
you go
wrong
there for
with
a while
that, Daniel?"
Out.
It's good stuff, man. You ought to try it.
Say that.
Yeah, but it will defile
we're
me because
someplace.
I'm a man
my
of God.
Heaven. How about you?
I trust God. I put my faith and my hope
build
in God. I'm not going to use eat or drink anything that's been offered to an idol.
To
I'm not
going to
eat anything that some pagan king says I have to eat.
Depend
even if it means he takes
Lord
my
Jesus
life, I will gladly
sake
lay down my life for my God.
That you can go to heaven today.
Church, don't you think we ought to be that committed?
While we
that
were
we would gladly lay our
sinners
life down for God? That we'd not
Christ
compromise
died
even one small portion of our life to please our flesh
while
or to please
saved
somebody?
Bible says, for
but
scarcely
yes,
a righteous man would be saved.
We've all, almost all of us, have found ourselves
Christ
in compromising positions
don't
at one time
today
or another.
Amen.
Stand had to
me
make a quick choice. Sometimes we did the wrong thing. Sometimes we did the right thing. But I guarantee you, when you did the wrong thing as a Christian, you immediately knew it. And you immediately had regret. Come on, because we knew we shouldn't do that. Daniel said, and Paul said, wrote to the church at Rome, do not make provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. And Peter wrote to the church at 1 Peter, the second chapter. He wrote this in verse 11, dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts that war against the soul. He says, abstain from anything that would destroy and reward against your soul. We have to understand, if you back up just a little bit to verse 9, it tells us that we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that we should show forth the praises of him that has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light, since which in time past you were not a people, but now you are the people of God who have attained mercy. So he's saying, what you once were, you're not now, so don't do what you used to do. Abstain from worldly, fleshly lust. But the church has compromised. The church is compromised. The church will do just about anything anybody else would do. Fact is, there are statistics that say that the divorce rate in churches is as high or higher than that of the common unsaved world. Do you know that? The church has as high a divorce rate as everybody else. There's something wrong with that picture. Now, I'm not belittling or anybody that's been divorced, because there's several of you have, I'm not getting on your case. I'm telling you that somewhere along the line, we compromised. Because these are not, I'm not just talking about people backsliding and got away from God. By the way, I still believe in backsliding, just don't think you should.
I'm not talking about people maybe have backslid and got away from God and their life went awry and they did some things went awry and they did some things they shouldn't do. I'm talking about people who say, I am of the body of Christ. I am a Christian, but I no longer love that woman or I no longer love that man, and they get divorced and continue to serve God. There's something wrong with that picture. Had a lady one time come to our church some years back, and she was married to a guy, and she had divorced her husband down in Louisiana, and they'd been divorced quite a while, and she'd married another guy, and that never did work out because she probably should have never divorced her first husband. I don't know all the situation, the circumstances, but she divorced him, married this other guy, and every time you turn around, she's leaving the new guy. I mean, cleaning him out and moving out. He was a truck driver, and he'd leave out on the trucks. He'd come home, there would be nothing left in the house. And then they'd reconcile, and it'd all be brought back. Then a few weeks and months later, he'd come home one day, and it'd all be gone. And now she's coming to our church, and I was talking to her. And she said, well, I'll tell you what I need to do, Pastor. I said, what's that? She said, I need to divorce him. I said, well, that might be so. You guys ain't getting along too good. But I said, and he wasn't a Christian, wasn't trying to be, and I knew that, and known the man for years. Good friend of mine. I always considered him a friend, and I loved him to death. I really loved that man. He's a good man and just needed Jesus. And she told me, I'll tell you what I need to do. I'm going to divorce him, and I'm going to go back to Louisiana. I'm going to marry my other husband back. I go, okay. I said, is he single? No, he's married. I said, so you're going to tell me you're going to break up two homes now? Done broke up one. Now you're going to break up two more. Well, yeah, I should have never divorced him. I said, that's the way it's been years, 10, 15 years. I said, so you're going to go down there and try to break up his wife. He's happily married. You're going to go down there and break his family up. Marry him. Break your family up. Break up you and this guy. Yeah. I said, that ain't God. What do you mean? I said, ain't God. That's what I mean. You're missing it all the way around. You just need to get really saved, and hopefully this guy gets saved. You guys need to reconcile. Quit this mess. They finally quit the mess, all right. She cleaned him out one last time. Now, she had left the church by then, by the way. But she cleaned him out one last time. He'd raised this pony up, this little colt, up from when it was about 9 or 10 months old. He bought this colt, little buckskin, beautiful little horse. Raised him up, broke him. This guy loved animals. And he had several other animals. And she sold every one of his horses. Before, she always left the horses, just cleaned out everything else. This time, she sold it all. Never did get his animals back. But that was God. She's a godly woman. No, she wasn't either. She needed God. She needed God. Folks, we need to do what God's Word says. Come on now. Stay with me just a few more moments. I'm almost done. He says in verse chapter 4, verse 2 says, in 1 Peter, says, that he no longer should live. Now, who's he talking about? Let me read verse 1 so you'll know. For as much then as Christ have suffered for us in the flesh, and yourselves likewise, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind, for he that has suffered in the flesh have ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. What's Paul saying? Christ suffered for you. He saved you. And you ought to arm yourself with that fact that you, once you are a Christian, you stop sinning. You no longer practice sin, but you now do your best to live according to the will of God. This is good stuff, church, whether you believe it or not. Well, it's good. You need to live according to the will of God. And it's not God's will for you to indulge in the flesh. I mean sinful flesh. We all got flesh. That's what mine bruises easy anymore. My next to youngest granddaughter, y'all know her, name's Grace. I love her to death, but she's like, oh, she's rubbing my hands the other day. And I thought, oh, that's so sweet. Sitting in my lap. She never does that. She calmed down a little bit, sat in my lap, was rubbing my hands. Grandpa, she called me Pop. She gets us mixed up, Margie. I hope she does calls him Grandpa sometime, because she calls me whatever she calls Tom. It's just like, quit that. And she's rubbing my hands. She goes, Grandpa, I thought it was cute at first. It dawned on me, your hands are rough.
like grandpa's that just died. Talking about Tom's dad, I thought, just get out of my lap. Leave me alone. Yeah, and then later on that day, she goes, Grandpa, I go, why, baby? She goes, you're old. Where's that coming from? I think Crowley's been talking to her. Hey, kids are kids. So we need to understand we're to live for God. Verse 14 of chapter 1 Peter chapter 4 says this. I don't know if Stephen's got it or not, but it says, if you be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are you. For the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. Daniel lived a separated, uncompromising life so he could say, I'm happy. I'm happy because I'm in Christ. I'm in God. He didn't know Christ at the time. I'm in God. And the Spirit and glory of God rest on me. So no matter what happens, although God may be evil spoken of, on my part, He's glorified. Because why? I'm living a life that's pleasing Him. I'm separating myself from the evil world, and I'm pleasing God. I'm doing my best to live for Him. Now, you're all going to struggle. You're all going to have your times. But you see, Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not go against God. He purposed that. You see, he was out of his league. He was in a different country. He was in a different ruler, a pagan ruler. But he realized, although he was out of his league, he was out of his normal area, out of his comfort zone, if you would. He knew God was still his source. He no longer had parental support. He didn't have no parental support. He couldn't go to dad. Dad, what do you think about this, man? This is what they're asking me to do. What do you think? He didn't have parental support anymore. He didn't have very much support at all. He had three friends. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. That's his friends. And maybe that eunuch that was over them was his friend. But he didn't have no friends to go to and say, what do you think about this? He just had to trust God. He was completely out of his comfort zone. He could no longer go to synagogue. He couldn't, or other words, he couldn't go to church and ask some help or receive a good sermon or Sunday school class or receive some help from a religious side. He didn't have that no more. They didn't get to go to church no more. They didn't get to go worship God no more. In corporate worship, he just had to do it on himself. I can just imagine Daniel when things got rough, begin to sing the Lord, you know, begin to sing about the Lord. Maybe even sung this song before them guys thunk of it. When I think about the Lord, how He saved me, how He raised me, how He filled me with the Holy Ghost. Oh, when I think about the Lord, oh, He turned me around, set my feet on solid ground. I guarantee you, Daniel would just make up a song. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. You've been good to me. You've been good to me. I thank you, Lord. No telling what he would do, but he would build himself up in his most holy faith. He said, there ain't no weapon formed against me going to prosper. And every king that comes against me, I shall come against. I'm not going to let anything persuade me to not follow God. So he didn't have anything. He didn't have the latest version of the Bible. He didn't have a Bible. He didn't have the scriptures. There was no scroll for him to go to and say, I want to read out of Exodus today. I want to read something Solomon wrote today. He didn't have none of that. It was all in his mind and in his heart. He had to rely upon his memory. And he knew how to do it. I will not turn my back on God. But you see, he could pray and he could remember. God's word was hid in his heart that he might not sin against him. Why? Because he had previously studied it and he was diligent to adhere to it.
I will follow the Lord. I'm going to follow him regardless. God's word was so instilled in Daniel from his childhood that he desired to serve God from his heart. If you don't have a heartfelt religion, you probably won't serve God in the tough times. If you're expecting God just to always give you good and always stop the bad, you won't last long. In this life, you shall have, was it, trouble, trials. You're going to have trials. It's going to be there. But trust God. Daniel was committed. You see, you don't have to compromise your morals or your convictions, your religious principles. God's word is always successful in your life. Always. Don't compromise. We can live a secure, godly life that pleases God. Every one of us can. Preacher, you don't know what I'm going through. No, I don't. You don't know what I'm going through. No, you don't. But I know this, that there's no weapon formed against you will prosper, neither will they prosper the things that come against me if I'll just trust God. Can I just say this? Have faith in God. Trust Him. In conclusion today, those who are determined to remain faithful to God when confronted with temptation will be given the strength to stand firm in God. Those who have not decided to remain true to God prior to the conflicts and temptations will find it difficult to stand for God. If you're not committed to God, you're going to find it difficult to avoid sin and difficult to avoid conforming to the ways of the world. It takes commitment. What's that? Excuse me if you think I'm cussing, but it says, come hell or high water, I'm going to serve God. Everybody in here has faced some type of what you would call personal hell. A life full of trial and tribulation. Sometimes wondering where it's all coming from and why. Why? Why? But you're able, well able to be an overcomer with the Lord's help. And you don't have to conform to the ways of the world. There's no reason to, church. No reason to. Probably most of us have been tempted to. I don't have that many bad things happen to me. I've had bad things, but compared to some people, I've had a great life. I've had a great life. I've had my share of trials and had my share of temptation, but I've had a great life. But I made my mind up a long time ago. Now, I made my mind up. That doesn't mean I won't be tempted. Don't mean I won't continue to be tempted and have trials. But I made my mind up a long time ago. I'm not going to turn my back on God. That old song says, I'm too far upon my journey, friends, to ever think of turning back into a world of sin. I don't can't remember the rest of it, but I'm too far along this journey to give up now. If you're one day on this journey, you're too far. 2 weeks into this thing, it's too far. You don't want to go back. You don't want to turn back. Rest assured, God is faithful. He's faithful. The Bible tells us he'll not allow you to be tempted above that which you're able, or that he will make a way of escape for you. He won't tempt you more than you can stand. He won't allow it. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. All of you can make it. Would you stand?